This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the second hour now of the Alex Jones Show on a Sunday night. We thank you for being in the audience. We thank you for your support, your financial support, your prayers, spreading the video links, spreading the articles, telling your friends and family. Now, I'm going to air the most disturbing pro-vaccine video. Now, there's so many things I need to break down from this video, but I'm just going to air it first and then break it down in the response. But this is truly incredible. And now, remember, the backdrop here is, It's now known social media influencers were offered thousands of dollars to promote the COVID vaccine. So now that you have that information, here is a pro-vaccine propaganda video from a quote-unquote social media influencer, and it may be the most disturbing one I've ever seen.
It's vaccination day! It's vaccination day!
Today I get my COVID jab, and I'm feeling really fab. For months I have been waiting for this day. When can I get my second shot? And will it hurt or will it not? Oh, I think I am gonna be okay. It's just a small needle, right? And for the people who don't want it, and still refuse to take, well, thanks to you, now I don't have to wait. Cause for the first time in forever, I might get to kiss a girl.
It's been a long time.
When I get my AstraZeneca, I'm gonna tell the whole damn world. Guys, I'm vaccinated! And I know I'm acting crazy, but I mean, I've like waited for a year. And for the first time in forever, I won't live in fear.
Wow. I apologize for making you watch that, but I had to see it, and so you now had to see it. So was this individual paid money to do that? I would imagine nobody would be that pathetic for free. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I don't think anybody would be that pathetic for free, but could be wrong about that. But we know that social media people are getting paid to promote the vaccine. Now, let's take a couple things away from this. That video took a lot of prep. He wrote his lyrics. He had the whole thing scripted out, every movement, every cut. So, I mean, again, that's like professional work. I mean, oh, yeah, you get paid to promote the vaccine, you do a damn good job, huh? Now, here's kind of a side aspect of this, but you notice he's obviously got this filter that makes him look like a Disney movie character, like a cartoon filter, basically. Now, this is a whole nother problem with our society these days and this social media phenomenon, is that it promotes you to desire to not even be you. So it's beyond just the fake boobs and the butts of the Kardashians, and then women praise them like, look at how pretty they are. Well, they're totally fake. It's an impossible beauty standard. It's not even human. But see, now it's, oh, I don't even have to be human. I can have a filter on my social media, and it can make me look like anything. I can look like a boy or a girl or a cartoon character. It's great. So now it's this rejection of self in like some new digital surrogate so that you can just filter your life and not even be real. But I digress. Notice how that he makes jokes. It's funny. The side effects, oh, it's a joke. It's just a side effect. Ha, ha, ha. Praising the vaccine like the vaccine is God. And then, of course, you have basically the sex sells marketing. The vaccine equals love. The vaccine equals a kiss. The vaccine equals sex. So there's even that element in there. And then, of course, oh, everybody's living in fear. So that's just the admission that you've bought into the propaganda, that you've bought into the scam. And so now you live in fear. not for any just reason, but because you were told to live in fear. And then the vaccine, again, it frees you from your fear. It frees you from your shutdown. You praise it. You love it. And you don't even have to be you. You can be a cartoon while you did it, because it's the clown cartoon world that they want to live in. They hate the real world. They hate that we like the real world. We want to maintain the real world. But there you go. That's more vaccine propaganda and more coming up with Mike Adams.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So you just saw it, the most disturbing vaccine propaganda you'll ever see. That's the title. We put that video on band.video. And I was working on news today about the vaccine propaganda. I got a couple other stories. And it turns out Mike Adams from naturalnews.com was working this same angle. But it's so widespread that our research didn't even cross. And so we both have some other vaccine propaganda to get to. But Mike, before you bring in your exclusive here from naturalnews.com, here's what I've noticed about the vaccine propaganda lately, and it makes sense with the rollout and them saying it's all for children now. The vaccine propaganda seems to be specifically targeting children, targeting youths. Of course, they're at no risk of COVID. The risk of them dying from the vaccine is greater than dying from COVID. We now have that scientific data as well. But here's where I'm afraid it even goes. The kid sees the COVID vaccine propaganda, and it wants the vaccine. It loves the vaccine. And then it goes to mommy, and it says, I want to get a vaccine. And mommy says, no, you can't have the vaccine. It's not good. But I saw it on TV. And then, uh-oh, little Susie calls the CPS or calls the police. Mommy won't vaccinate me. Oh, now mommy's going to be taken away. Oh. So, I mean, it's specifically targeting the kids. And to me, it's looking to set that precedent, kind of like with the transgender surgery where, oh, little Johnny wants to cut the dingling off, but mommy won't let him. Oh, that's a bad parent. Now they want to have that same angle with the vaccines. So, Mike, respond to this new angle of the propaganda targeting children before we get into the latest that you've seen.
Well, thank you, Owen. Great to join you today. But yeah, of course, they're targeting children because the children then influence the parents. But remember, the only reason they're having to do this is because the low-hanging fruit of vaccine zombies has already taken the vaccines. In other words, the people that they could coerce or convince without much effort, which might be between 40 and 45% of the population, or at least the adult population. So, well, now that that's over, now they have the second group of people they're trying to convince, and these are people that they can coerce or peer pressure or brainwash, or they can use children to pressure the parents, just like you said. This is the group that they're working on now. As soon as they're done with this group, they're going to come after the vaccine resistance group. This is the third group of people who say, no, you're not going to inject me with a medical experiment that might kill me, especially since my risk of dying from this is virtually zero anyway, so there's no upside, there's only a downside, and you don't even list the ingredients in your vaccine. I mean, come on, it's a joke, it's a medical experiment. But they're going to eventually escalate to that third group. I remember in the UK, they're going door to door now with vaccine squads to try to coerce people into getting vaccinated. And specifically, they are targeting ethnic minority neighborhoods. So Bill Gates must be all excited about that. It's Indian people living in the UK who are getting targeted there. So just as in the U.S., they're targeting black people. In the U.K., they're targeting people of India. And people of color everywhere around the world are being hit hard with this post-vaccine death wave. So that's kind of where we are, Owen.
And the more I see the propaganda, the more satanic and demonic it really is, because it's so anti-human, it's so anti-freedom. And, you know, look, I'm not the most religious person here, and you know, I'm not in church on Sundays singing about how much I love God at the top of my voice. But, I mean, that's the level of their propaganda and praise and false idol of this vaccine or big pharma. Like, if you, like, that's what you should do for God. That's what you should do for the Creator. This is the energy they have to big pharma that wants to kill them.
Yeah, but remember, of course, under this new globalism control, you're supposed to hate God. Christianity is supposed to be outlawed, like what happened to that pastor, you know, in Canada. I mean, they threw him in a jail cell for 3 days, starving him. But also, of course, the destruction of the family, as you've talked about many times. So the new gods to replace this are the gods of, quote, science, and then, of course, transhumanism on top of that.
And really, that's what I was trying to get to. You just said it better, is that they want that type of energy. They want that replacement. They want to be God. They want the praise.
And they get people excited. I mean, like that video you just showed, that guy singing, he was super excited to be part of a medical experiment that might kill him.
Super excited to be a slave.
Absolutely. And just remember, if they were to announce right now today, hey, people, you can become an avatar in a computer. All you have to do is stick your neck in this guillotine transport machine, and it will transport you into the computer. People would do it. Mm-hmm. They would be all excited. Oh, today is guillotine day. You know, they'd have a song.
That's actually brilliant. Someone should do a mock of that, like, it's guillotine day. I'm so excited to lose weight. I'm going to lose 10 pounds in a day. Ah.
Exactly. No, or they just tell people, hey, it's vaccine day. Your vaccine is hidden behind that blade, just over the edge.
Jump into that wood chipper. It's going to feel heavy and great.
And people will sign up to do that. But you know, the other factor in all of this, Owen, that people forget is that the globalists are killing the weak. They are not killing the preppers, the survivors, the informed. They're killing off, you know, the soy boys and the people who are easily propagandized. That's who's going to die from this as the death wave continues to accelerate with the antibody-dependent enhancement and so on. So they're not going to be able to kill the hardcore Americans who are informed, aware, who are taking vitamin D, let's say, just having good nutrition. They're hard to kill. Whereas so far, they just had the easy people who want to raise their hands and say, yeah, kill me, please, because I can't wait. So that dynamic is in play. Just keep that in mind.
Well, and they'd love to raise the level of trust in their institutions, but that seems to be not going to happen. So they want just the power to just control you, and the way I see it going, like, we joke, like, oh, it's guillotine day, you know, lose 10 pounds, but seriously, they want to come to a point where they say, this is a life extension, you know, plug into the machine, whatever, virtual reality forever, you'll live forever. As soon as you plug in, as soon as you take that, you're deader than a hammer, and they all know it, but they have to get you on to that level of getting so excited about your death, thinking it's going to save you.
Well, and remember that globalists see humanity as useless eaters, and they're subjecting human beings to a kind of global IQ test to see who's dumb enough to just commit vaccine suicide. And think about this. In the House of Representatives, 100% of the Democrats have taken the vaccine. 100%. Only about 50% of the conservatives say that they've taken the vaccine. So if there is a death wave from this, which tends to strike older people, which basically is more the Democrats, and this, if this happens in the fall with the flu shot or wild-type coronaviruses circulating, there's no question it's going to hit the Democrats much more aggressively than the GOP in the House. I mean, this could just upturn elections and open seats in 2022.
Yeah, but there's no way Nadler or Pelosi took the vaccine. They're like the most risk of dying from it. So they're smarter than that. They're probably lying about it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because, you know, that's just more of the propaganda. But, hey, I mean, who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe Nadler and Pelosi really did take that jab. And I guess time will tell. But they also, Pelosi also made a statement that no, masks are going to continue to be mandated in the House. I guess, until all the Republicans are vaccinated. Of course, some, like Ron Johnson, have said they will never take the vaccine. Good for them.
Well, think about this, Owen. What if the reason that Biden and the CDC want people to stop wearing masks if they're vaccinated is because they want vaccinated people to be more efficient transmitters of the shedding spike protein? So they got to take out their masks so they can infect other people.
Yeah.
And right now in India, it's being reported there are something like 3,500, quote, variants. Those are all post-vaccine variants generated in people's bodies. So, of course, they want them to not wear masks so they can continue the third wave and then the fourth wave and the lockdowns and everything else. They want this to never end.
Yep, that's exactly it. And ladies and gentlemen, when we come back on the other side of this break, we're going to get into the latest propaganda from Mike Adams, his latest story, and then some of the stuff that I'm seeing, too. Hey, we don't want the world to fall apart. We are trying to stop all of this, but you can see the signs and the symptoms. That's why we sell storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. And again, final night of this special, 10% off 2020 prices. So it's really already a discount because we kept the 2020 prices, but then it's 10% off of that. Once this special ends tonight at InfoWarsStore.com and PrepareWithAlex.com, I'm not really sure where prices go from there, folks. You're seeing the rise in food prices. It's going to affect the storable food market, too. Last night for the best emergency food sale is tonight at InfoWarsStore.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And Mike Adams is with us from naturalnews.com. Remember, we have an emergency special report coming up from Alex Jones in the last segment today. And I also want to get Mike's take on Fauci and other leaders in our health institutions admitting that their doctors are not taking the vaccine. I mean, wow, that's kind of huge. Hey, that guy's not going to drink the drink that he just gave me. Boy, I'm a little suspicious. I don't think I want that drink. Take the drink. So that's happening. We'll have that coming up. But meanwhile, here's some other of the latest vaccine propaganda, which, again, Fauci's doctors won't take it, but everybody else take it, and your kids take it and everything. Rio de Janeiro's Christ the Redeemer lit up with a message promoting vaccine equality, of course, pro-vaccine. That is really sickening to put that mark of the beast on Jesus Christ in Rio de Janeiro. And then, Mike, you found another thing. Where they're, again, this is for kids, they've got little fancy buttons and T-shirts, and some of them mimic Hitler propaganda, Nazi propaganda. So you have this story at naturalnews.com.
Yeah. One of the buttons says, baby got vax. Another button says, let freedom sting. And that's actually a T-shirt that they're pushing. So I want to be clear. This is from a public relations corporate branding company that is contacting consumer product brands, you know, like beverages and shampoo and consumer products. And they're trying to get consumer products to put this kind of branding on their website and even in some cases on their products. And I have the name of this company. I'm not going to say it on the air, but I can tell you privately who it is in case you want to follow it up. But They're pushing this out, and it's very clear to me that this must be funded probably by the CDC that's funding celebrities, you know, in order to do the celebrity endorsements and so on. So the CDC has a massive propaganda budget, and this is just one of the things they're doing with taxpayer money, is pushing into these corporate branding companies to try to brand products with these messages. And the messages are quite sick. I don't know if you can show some of them on screen, but one is the V for Vax Victory T-shirt that really looks just like the, you know, the Nazi Germany, you know, victory logo. And then, as I said, baby got vax, let freedom sting. And it's like, wait a second. The message there is that if you get a vaccine, you will now be free. Well, guess what? I'm free without a vaccine because I have an immune system. Innate immunity is far more powerful than any artificial intervention. So I want to let freedom ring, Liberty Bell. I mean, they're exploiting the slogan to say that you're a slave unless you get a vaccine, which is exactly what the war criminal Fauci wants you to believe. And so that answers your question, what I think about Fauci. He's a war criminal. He's carrying out crimes against humanity. He directly oversaw the funding of the gain-of-function research, as Senator Rand Paul exposed. Fauci did this, and the NIH participated. This happened during the Obama years, by the way.
And by the way, it wasn't just Fauci. It was other doctors, and it was Obama.
Right.
They all knew about this. There's a paper trail. They're not going to get away with it. You know,
right.
I mean, that there's just no way. The cat's already out of the bag. The paper trail is already there. And it's just unbelievable. And here's my frustration, Mike, because the only reason we even have to have this discussion is quite frankly because the left has gone so out of their minds in their derangement that the only way to try to grab the middle is to pull back. I shouldn't have to explain that this is an experimental vaccine and you don't want it. But here's the logic. The doctors pushing it don't want it. They admit it doesn't even stop you from getting or spreading COVID. Most people that get it are getting COVID. Some of them are dying. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's such a logical thing. Hey, this guy just made me a drink, but he doesn't want to drink it for whatever reason. He's very adamant. He won't drink it.
It's like,
what do you think?
You know, my history is with organic foods and clean foods and so on. And so I know a lot of people from the world of clean foods, and they won't eat anything unless they read every ingredient and check out every ingredient. Oh, no carrageenan, no high fructose corn syrup, no cornstarch, nothing. But then they'll take a vaccine without having any idea what's in it because the ingredients aren't published in many cases. So I asked them, I've had these conversations with these people. Like, why would you, I mean, you wouldn't eat a candy bar if it contained cornstarch. You just injected yourself with something that the Wall Street Journal says has 1,000 unidentified proteins. And these proteins, by the way, are biologically active. And the Salk Institute, that's Jonas Salk, says that these proteins, one of them, the spike protein, causes vascular damage. Why would you inject yourself? I mean, you wouldn't eat it. Why would you inject it into your tissues? And they say, oh, I don't know. I trust the science. I'm like, you wouldn't know science if you tripped over it. You have no clue what science is. You're just another brain-dead vaccine zombie. That's what these people have been turned into. And, you know, they had to do the fluoride damage, and they had to do the chemtrails damage and the heavy metals damage to get people to buy the vaccine propaganda. You see, oh, and this is a multi-year, multi-vector mass poisoning attack on human neurology to dumb people down enough so that they could be coerced into taking a vaccine that in many cases will kill them. That's what this is.
Yeah, like we that's what I'm saying. We shouldn't have to come on air and use logic and reasoning and like lay it out at like a bullet point like to a classroom. It's like, hey, look, the doctors aren't taking it. Hey, look, here's all the side effects. Hey, look, it's never been done before. I mean, the list could go on. Hey, look, here's the real death rate from COVID. I mean, it's just like all this stuff. But people don't even have logic anymore, and they get so much propaganda shoved at them that they can't tell the difference between truth, reality, fiction, and made up science.
Well, and even worse then, the spike protein that's in these vaccines, or with the mRNA vaccines, the spike protein is generated in your body. It's generating a biological weapon in your blood. These spike proteins cause artificial blood clots, which leads to mini strokes in your brain, which is a kind of lobotomy. There are people post-vaccine who are showing up at work unable to remember how to do their job because they've had a mini stroke, and that section of their brain has lost blood supply. And maybe you've heard the term vaccidents. People are driving down the road. They have a mini stroke. Car veers off the road, slams into a tree. Makes me wonder, Delta Airlines is saying now all pilots have to be vaccinated. How long before we have a pilot of an airplane who has a stroke and has an accident with hundreds of passengers because of the vaccine? Pilots shouldn't be having these vaccines. They
cause
stroke.
Don't fly Delta anytime soon.
Well, yeah, they're also, well, never mind. But who's operating heavy machinery? Who's flying the planes, even the military planes? If they start mandating these vaccines in the military, what's going to happen to pilots there, helicopter pilots? If you lose control of a helicopter for 3 seconds, you're gone. You're gone. So this is going to happen all across America with increasing frequency.
You know, and here's the thing. If there is a light at the end of this tunnel, folks, I don't wish harm on anybody, obviously, but I mean, there's going to be so many people dead and injured from these vaccines. There's going to be class action lawsuits. I don't care that the vaccine manufacturers are above the law and they can't be brought to court. It's not going to matter. They're going to get sued. There's going to be class action lawsuits. And the people of this country are finally going to have to wake up, open their eyes, and say, how come vaccine manufacturers can't be in court? How come there's a secret vaccine court? How come there's been billions of dollars paid out? This is odd. I never knew about any of this. So, again, you know, this isn't like crack a few eggs to make an omelet. I'm just saying, this vaccine is going to be so bad with the side effects and the death and everything that's coming. It's going to, I think, blow a lot of people's minds, Mike. Kind of like how the election was stolen from Trump has made people realize our elections are rigged. So if there is a light at the end of the tunnel, maybe that's it. Mike Adams is still with us. He's going to be with us in the next segment. We do have some election news. We'll continue to report on the latest from COVID. And then a big special report coming up from Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
The globalists comprise the oldest and richest families on earth, and they have brought down hundreds and hundreds of nations over the last 1,000 years. They have bankrupted once successful countries all across the world, and they've used the same formulas of civil unrest and civil war. And they're doing it again to the United States of America and Europe right now, bringing in giant third world populations and then brainwashing them and turning them against the country that they wanted to emigrate to because they knew it was better and had more freedom and more opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, America is under scientific attack. And it's time now more than ever to raise the alarm and warn everyone you know about what's really happening, and at the same time, get prepared in case things continue to go south like they are. One of the smartest moves out there is to get high-quality, storable food so that as inflation goes up, it's a way to defeat the inflation and have insurance you can eat. So we've extended the sale through this Sunday at 10% off all storable foods at preparewithalex.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We got a big report coming up from Alex in the next segment. Mike Adams still with us from naturalnews.com. And, you know, I kind of want to show this video, even though we're talking about the vaccines and this is just an unbelievable attack on humanity. But there's a new video that is going viral with some other videos now, more videos from January 6th. And so I wanted to get Mike Adams' take on this. Now, let me just explain something, folks. They put heat on us for January 6th. I mean, I won't go into details, but you can use your imagination and understand. But because there's all videos of Alex saying, be peaceful, don't do anything criminal, don't go in the building, stop, this isn't good, they had nothing. And so they ran their fake headlines like they do every operation against us, saying, Alex Jones did this, all a lie. And then we sent them the videos of Alex saying, no, be peaceful, don't go in the building, don't break anything, don't commit any crimes. So they had to back off us. Now, here's one of dozens of new videos that are coming out, including videos of police. We've already aired them, so I'm not going to air all of them to be redundant, of the police waving in the protesters into the White House. But here's another video from, excuse me, the Capitol. Here's another video from inside the Capitol with the people leading the charge, including the Q shaman, talking with the police. The police are saying, we'll cooperate with you, and then they get on a bullhorn and say, be peaceful. So the media doesn't want you to see this. The Democrats don't want you to see this. We do. Here it is.
Listen up. The police here are willing to work with us and cooperate peacefully, like our First Amendment allows. Gather more Americans under the condition that they will come and gather peacefully to discuss what needs to be done to save our country. This must be peaceful.
This has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
So, again, that's just one of these new videos that are coming out from inside. Obviously, some of the gentlemen that are in that video have been arrested. Their lawyers are releasing these. They want them to be seen. The Democrats don't want you to see it. The media doesn't want you to see it. So, I know we're kind of skipping lanes here, Mike, but it's just incredible. They're still carrying on the big lie of January 6th, and now they want a January 6th commission and a new Patriot Act to purge the military of Trump supporters, purge any institutions of Trump supporters, criminalize being a Trump supporter, essentially, is what they really want to do, and then they want to use that to arrest all the dissidents, like, I don't know, in Nazi Germany, perhaps, or other oppressive regimes. So they're still using the day of January 6th to bring in oppression against their political dissidents, arrest their political dissidents, criminalize their political dissidents, and the whole thing based on a lie, and now more evidence is coming out, Mike.
Well, it's just like they stood down the military and allowed 9/11 to happen in order to push the expansion of government surveillance of all people. Now they're pushing this false, contrived narrative of a siege of the Capitol building in order to erect or construct and deploy a whole new domestic surveillance police state that specifically targets conservatives and Christians and also probably white people along with that.
Or people that basically don't get vaccinated.
Well, especially that, yeah. But they're turning the military into Black Lives Matter. I mean, they're trying to. Now, fortunately, there are so many of our active duty soldiers and veterans who resist that and say, heck no. But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get everybody out of there who loves America. Because
by the way, and just to
yep.
Add the frame to what you're talking about, we have this story at InfoWars. Space Force commander demoted over book claiming neo-Marxist agenda and critical race theory infiltrating military. It's all in his book. His book, I believe, is number 5 on Amazon right now, too. So it's selling. People are reading it. But that's the frame. That's the proof. And it's not just the military. Yes. It's not just Space Force. It's any institution the left has control of. They're purging anybody that's not a fully indoctrinated, brainwashed leftist.
Yeah, because ultimately they want to incite an armed uprising from American patriots and then to be able to attack them with a Black Lives Matter military. But by the way, Owen, there's one other big bombshell thing I've got to share with you here today.
Yes.
Before we run out of time. And LifeSite News covered this. It's Wisconsin has joined 20 other states in legalizing the liquefying of dead humans and flushing them down the municipal sewer system. And if you know from my research in the past, those then liquefied dead humans, many of whom died from the vaccine, of course, are being turned into biosludge and then spread on the crops as a form of fertilizer. So we have entered the realm now in 2021. This is not an exaggeration. It's all confirmed, double vetted, verified, that people killed by vaccines are dissolved into liquid, flushed down the drain, concentrated into biosludge, and spread on the food crops. Owen, this is like the Matrix. They are feeding the dead to the living. It's all 100% confirmed, and it's happening now in 2021.
This is just unbelievable. A new angle to where the world is going, and it's just... Mike, I guess my final question is, we have all this stuff, and by the way, Harrison Smith is going to be covering a lot of this coming up, but we've got other vote audits happening in other states, and some other news as well. But I mean, it's just like, I'm seeing both sides. I'm seeing that people are waking up. I'm seeing people are more informed than ever. I'm seeing the resistance is growing against the New World Order, against the global government. But then, I mean, you hear stories like that. You see the vaccine being promoted. You know, you see the COVID lockdowns. You see all the big lies. You see the whole system being targeted against the people resisting it. So, I mean, it's like, it's almost a race to the finish line. What happens when the immovable object finds the, you know, unstoppable force?
Well, yeah, it's a race to the total destruction or extermination of humankind, or at least as much as they can pull off. I mean, let's face it, as Alex has said many times, humanity, we are now in the crosshairs of the globalists, and it's no longer covert. It's all out in the open. They want to reduce the population as close to zero as they can get. The good news, though, Owen, is I don't think they're going to be able to kill the hardcore informed patriots at all, or very easily, and not many of us, because about half the population they can kill easily, because those people raise their hands and say, yeah, kill me. But guess what? After that, they got a fight on their hands. And that's where we are fast approaching, a fight on their hands, because we're going to say no, and we're going to defend our bodies, our communities, and our nation against these destroyers of human civilization that are using biological weapons to try to exterminate the human race as much as possible. These are bioweapons. We need a new Nuremberg-style trial system, and there need to be thousands of researchers and scientists who took part in this gain-of-function research. They need to be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. It's not just Fauci, as you said. Thousands of people need to be prosecuted and charged with these crimes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We may be able to come out of this COVID scam with some victories here and maybe put this, you know, deadly thing off, put this extermination operation off for a little bit longer. But the only way we're going to permanently stop it is people have to go to jail. People have to be made an example of. They have to be called. There needs to be Nuremberg-style trials. And Fauci needs to be the one. He was the guy on TV. He was the guy promoting all of this. He was the guy in charge of the gain-of-function research and funding it and knew it was all happening in the Wuhan lab and knew it came out of that lab the whole time. Fauci needs to be criminally tried for crimes against humanity on a world level in a Nuremberg-style court. And then, you know, whatever comes out, his destiny can be so.
And remember, there are thousands of bureaucrats inside the NIH that also rubber stamped this or other forms of research that contributed to the.
And if they want to cut deals to say, if they want to cut deals to save their own hide, then more power to them.
That's right. That's exactly right. So let's keep calling for that. And for the rest of us, defend yourself against the spike protein transmission. Say no to these toxic experimental vaccines and take care of your health with good nutrition. You can survive this.
Thank you, Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening. All right, there goes Mike. When we come back, it's going to be the special report from Alex that we've been building up. Again, it's just more devastating vaccine news that Alex needs to tell you. And folks, remember, last night for the emergency food special at InfoWarsStore.com. Final night for 10% off 2020 prices at PrepareWithAlex.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Where the prices go after this? Up. So get it while the prices are low at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal, 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriots going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Destroys the official COVID narrative, and that proves once and for all these vaccines are not safe and that the public should not be forced to take them. On Friday, Fauci testified to Congress, and what he said was a bombshell, but it got almost no coverage in the press. He reported that only a little more than half of the doctors and nurses and scientists in the federal government at the NIH and CDC have taken the so-called COVID-19 vaccines, despite the fact they were the first group who was able to get it more than 6 months ago.
What percentage of the employees in your institute, your center of your employees, has been vaccinated?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, Senator, but I think it's probably a little bit more than half, probably around 60%.
Dr. Marks?
I can't tell you the exact number.
Let that sink in for a moment. Close to half of the federal government's medical corps, from the top right down to the bottom, have refused to take the COVID-19 so-called vaccinations, despite the fact that they've been intimidated and bullied and even been threatened with their jobs. I was told 6 months ago, when they started the COVID-19 vaccine rollout here in the U.S., that after the adverse reactions they saw in the U.K., that the majority of doctors, nurses, and scientists that said they were taking it were actually squirting it down the sink or into the trash can. Now the information I was told by high-level sources has been borne out to be true. And so the number isn't close to half refused. No. the half or so that did take it either took it because they were bullied or they simply claim that they'd taken it when they hadn't taken it. This is so seismic. It means that the very group that came up with the plan that told vaccine makers what to make and told the public that these vaccines that were experimental were safe and effective themselves won't even take the vaccines. And now they're trying to intimidate the American people and other medical workers in the private sector and say, you can't have a job if you don't take this. Major airlines are saying all new employees have to have these experimental shots. All of this violates the Nuremberg Code on intimidating or threatening people to acquiesce to experimental medical procedures. That's why Joseph Mengele was the angel of death, because he turned medicine not into a life-giving thing, but into a tyranny. So anytime someone tries to bully you or intimidate you or act like you've got three heads because you didn't want to take this experimental shot, you can explain to them that close to half of the medical workers in the federal government and those that set the policy at the NIH, the scientists who developed the plan for our lives, won't take it themselves. And then you can hit them with even bigger facts. India was the first to ban the Pfizer mRNA shot. They said, we will not allow it to be given to our citizens because of adverse reactions around the world to it. Then China refused to take the Pfizer shot, the Moderna, and then the AstraZeneca, and of course, many of the other vaccines like J&J. Those are banned in China. Those are banned in India. And now, Biden's been trying to dump the AstraZeneca vaccines that have been banned in Europe on the people of India. Again, the NIH is the most respected medical body in the world. It set policy for the United Nations. And the doctors and scientists that came up with the whole COVID response refused to take it themselves. What does that tell you? And what does that tell others that try to gaslight you and say that you're a bad person or you're endangering others when you won't take it? Look, I know I'm repeating this over and over again because we can't just let them release this info and hope nobody pays attention to it. We've got to get this information out to everybody. Because not only are these vaccines being banned all over the world, and they're telling us in the UK, the US, Canada, Australia, that we've got to buck up and take them. Now they're saying, oh, two shots a year isn't enough. You need booster shots every 6 months. And, oh, the new booster shots are going to be patches that have little microglass with tiny microchips in it that works into your skin and tracks that you've had the vaccines. We first told you that a year and a half ago. Now they admit it's true and that's the next phase. And then there's been all the censorship of the medical doctors and scientists and nurses and family members of people that have died right after they take the vaccines. Thousands and thousands and thousands of adverse reactions reported in the U.S., in the U.K., in Europe, in Canada, in Australia. Some people dying hours after they take the vaccines, over and over again from violent heart attacks, strokes, and convulsions. And then you have people like Eric Clapton, the rock legend, who saw the propaganda, how it was safe and effective, and it was made up, the people got sick. He was paralyzed for 2 weeks. Clapton went on to warn the public about pro-vaccine safety propaganda and explained it was one of the worst experiences of his life. Then you've got Bill Maher, who was vaccinated months ago, but now for the first time in his career since the 90s on national television, had to suspend last Friday's taping because he came up positive for COVID-19. Then you've got 8 of the Yankees that were vaccinated months ago coming up positive for COVID-19. That's because the COVID-19 PCR test, according to the creator of it, is a fraud, and it's almost always false positive, again, which creates more hysteria. We've seen countless videos across the world of police brutally beating people with billy clubs and arresting them that aren't wearing masks. But when there's a Black Lives Matter or Antifa protest, oh, then it's suddenly fine. This is a totalitarian system they can turn on and turn off whenever they want. Then there's the global surveillance system of your medical history tracking you. Then there's the QR codes and the system based on Communist China's social credit score, which they admit will now form the basis of a worldwide medical ID card and even implantable microchip. That's what Klaus Schwab, architect of this whole thing, called for on national French television. Every facet of COVID is a lie. 2.5 million Americans didn't die like they said they would. It didn't have a 3% kill rate like they said they would. It doesn't have 0.1%. They kept the lockdowns going a lot longer than they said they would. They claimed it was only to be 15 days. They lie and say the mask protects you from COVID when they don't, so they give you bacterial pneumonia. On and on again is the lie. And remember, their own NIH, their own doctors, their own scientists won't take it. In fact, many statistics show that private medical workers are more likely not to take the vaccine than the general public. And why is that? Because they've already seen vaccine damage in the past. And that's with old-fashioned vaccines. These new DNA therapies are even more dangerous in the animal studies that weren't done on the COVID-19 vaccines, but were done on other coronavirus vaccines, which showed almost all the mice and other test subjects had massive blood clots in their lungs, in their heart, and in their brains. The exact same thing that's gotten these vaccines banned around the world, except in Europe, the UK, the US, Canada, and Australia. Why is it that only Western nations are being targeted with these Frankenshots? It's on record that Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN funded gain of function for 5 years at the Wuhan lab in China. It's on record that they spent tens of millions of dollars doing this. Then they arrogantly lied to Congress because they've never been held accountable. We as Americans, we as humans have to stand up for our right and our basic dignity that's enshrined in the Nuremberg Code. That's also enshrined in our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. And we have to stand up for our children particularly, who are so vulnerable, that Fauci still wants to wear masks so he can condition them to accept any level of tyranny they want. That's why teachers, like this last monster I'm about to show you, need to be punished for what they've done as they try to bully our youth and our children into submission, calling them stupid, calling them dumb, calling them bad, because they won't be part of this medical tyranny COVID-19 cult.
You should hear about how everybody talks about you. You're a jerk.
I don't care how people
You're a jerk.
What did President Roosevelt say when the Japanese attacked us back on December 7th, 1941? He said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." The globalists are psychological warfare terrorists that are bringing in a system of total control off the fear of a virus they themselves created. And now, in closing, they come out and said violent extremists could exploit lifting of COVID-19 restrictions and attack large gatherings, U.S. officials warn. So now you see, we can't ever have gatherings again because terrorists might attack them. You can't ever have a child again because they might die in a car wreck. You might not ever even try to get a job because you might lose it someday. They are creating a spirit of weakness, a spirit of failure, a spirit of victimhood where we're all paralyzed and told by our smartphones when to leave our homes, where we can go, what jobs we can have. This is what the New World Order is all about. So when they say, oh, we better not have gatherings, terrorists might attack them, you have to pull back and realize, who are the terrorists? They're the ones telling me don't go to a gathering, or I might die from a virus, or the terrorist might kill me. That's the essence of the definition of terrorism. Threatening harm or carrying out harm for a political or economic gain. And that's what Big Pharma and the UN are doing. They are fear-mongering us to accept them running our lives, forcing these experimental drugs on our bodies, and letting them control our destinies. It's time to break free and have a new declaration of independence against Fauci, against Gates, against the UN, against Big Pharma, and against anyone else that tries to bully us into submission. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. And the only way this information gets out is when you take action. The facts laid out here will destroy any of their arguments and any of their lies. I've done my part. If you share this information, we will defeat this fraud. If you don't, get rid
of it. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.